Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man, Sheldon.
Hello there.
I think Sheldon is better.
Sheldon.
So anyway, listen, I want to thank Dr. McConey, my doctor for 100 years, because he got me well.
Better.
I was pretty sick. I had no voice.
I know.
A little bit better.
You still sound a little rough.
A little hoarsey, but... But
better than you were.
Much, much better. You know what the big thing prescribed is all the time, believe it or not? Sleep.
Yes.
That's what they always tell
sleep,
me.
Sleep, chicken soup.
Get as much sleep in you as you can. No, that's what the doctors say. Get
but
some
how?
Sleep.
How do you
well,
get, you know?
I'll tell you
how
the
do
truth.
You shut down and...
I asked my assistant, Angelica, to kind of knock out some appointments, you know?
Okay.
And I was just literally sitting in a chair being catatonic. And it worked out. It's pretty good. Listen to some good music, too, Sheldon.
Probably scared somebody.
My new Beatles album, my favorite Beatles album.
Okay.
Rubber Soul.
There you go.
Great album. Love that album. So, you know, we're in the doldrums of winter, Sheldon. Will you do anything? You don't go away in the wintertime, do you?
No, I don't go away. It's just
I used
you
to.
Hunker in and that's it.
As a young boy, I used to go away. Young priest, used to take a little vacation now. And no time for vacation. I can't.
You can't.
Just finished our telethon.
Right.
Thank you very much, everybody, for all your support and all your help. And now it's just on to the next thing. Like, I got to keep moving. I'm producing a million shows. I got to keep going.
See?
So no time.
No time.
No time for fun.
There you go.
I wish I had some time, but you know, it's an interesting thing. Like, how do you remain excited in the midst of this time of year where it's not easy? And I think that's kind of what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. How do you remain excited in the doldrums? How do we keep using our gifts and get excited about things when Jimmy Buffett is a million miles away? You know, we still got to have that Margaritaville spirit. It's about finding God's love for us and those gifts. That's what we're looking at on the show today. To start us off, this is Peter Gabriel. It's called Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer, why don't you call my name?
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we got slammed with a big storm here in the Northeast on Long Island, where our show originates, in New York. Same thing. We got clobbered, right? And I don't know if you're like me. Like, when a storm is coming, I look at the weather like a million times, and I say to myself, nah, it's not going to be that bad. We're not going to get that much. Oh, it's probably just going to pass us by. And, like, we got clobbered. And I had to be out on the road that day. I had to do a funeral mass, a real sad funeral of a young guy. So, you know, I was, like, harrowing, and it was just scary. I didn't like it so much. And when it was all done, you know, the snow started to melt, rained, it went away, the temperatures came back, it got above freezing. It was like freezing, under freezing for like 14 days here. And then I was talking to my dad. I was like, well, that's that. We got out of the woods with that. And he goes, yeah, and that's just the first storm of the winter. And I was like, ooh, I forgot about that. That's like kind of that day of reckoning. Like, sometimes it's a sledgehammer moment, you know, where we realize like it really is a different time of year. Most of us don't let seasons really wreck our day, right? You know, we really don't. We just kind of live. And so sometimes you're out in a coat, sometimes you're out in shorts, but we're out. And what happens in wintertime in particular, for those of us who live in the Northeast or in places where there is extreme weather, you know, our lives are changed by the weather. That's the only time that ever really happens, if you think about it. It's a very unique thing. What do you do when your life is changed because of something out of your control? Is it frustrating? Is it scary? Is it angering? All of those things, those emotions that build up, kind of can temper our excitement about life. You know, that's what we have to kind of take a look at in our lives and say, hey, listen, we're going to get through, and in a day or two, we're going to be all right, and they will restock all the milk and the bread, and we're going to be okay, you know? I think that's part of what we're called to kind of take a look at in our lives and be able to live reasonably so we don't get crazy every time a storm is predicted and they call it, you know, Snowmageddon again, and it's going to be this thing that's going to lock us up for the rest of the year. You know, it's just not going to be like that, and God's going to be with us and get us through. Hey, here's Boston. This is called More Than a Feeling.
I close my eyes and she slipped away.
See, that's a good point to start with. It really does have to be more than a feeling, excitement. You know, it has to come from action. It has to come from things that are deep within us. And that's true about our faith, if you think about it. Faith is a tremendous gift from God. But we can't just say, well, I'm spiritual. Well, that's nice. Good. I'm glad. But you have to put that faith into action. You know, it has to be into action, which means not only doing good things for other people and making the world a better place, sure, but the other action that comes together with worship, right? Worship is something that's important, too, that we're actually going and praying, not just alone, but with other people, too. That's why going to church is such a valuable part of a spiritual life, because it helps us to remain excited about our faith. And there's something really beautiful about that. You know, I was thinking about that on Christmas, how exciting it was. I celebrated the 4 o'clock Mass at St. Agnes Cathedral. There was probably 1,500 people there. It was a mob. And it was such an exciting and wonderful thing. It was just such a nice experience for me. And I was excited about my faith and prayed that other people who left were excited about their faith. You know, there's something good about that. We kind of get energy from one another. So it has to be more than just a feeling. You know, it has to be something more than just like a little private thing inside. So we express it in a crowd at church. Yeah, there's something great about that, but also putting it into action, using our gifts to make this world a little bit better and help some other guy out. There's something good about that too. So it kind of all adds up to a formula, if you will, or, you know, something that, an equation that kind of leads us to being excited about our faith and excited about this world. There's something great about that. Hey, here's the Police. This is called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Isn't it interesting that there are people who gather around us, our friends or family, whoever, who actually bring out excitement in us? Isn't that great? Like when you're around them, you get excited about being around them. There's energy that comes from them. And there's something great about those people, the energy givers, you know? There are other people in our lives, of course, who suck the energy right out of us, right? And that can be tough, but I think the energy givers are such important people. It's good to recognize them and be grateful to God for those people in our lives, the people who energize us, the people who are always there saying good things to us and say kind things to us. Those things make such a big, big difference. We have a priest who's in our own diocese here on Long Island. And he's such a great guy. Every time you see this guy, he figures out something nice to say to you. I've never seen him where he hasn't been kind. His name is Monsignor Bill Brzlowski. He is amazing, this guy. Every time you ever meet him, whatever, whoever priest he ever meets, wherever he is, he'll always say, you're doing a great job. I've seen you here. Or I've heard you there. Always says kind things. Building up other people brings out such excitement. And by the way, it's contagious. So that's the great gift of this. You know, this idea of being positive really does bring out the excitement in others, makes the world a better place in the long run. Here's The Who, I Can't Explain. You know, everything I'm talking about here takes a little bit of ability to identify this stuff in our lives, deep inside ourselves. So it takes a little self-reflection. Do you know when you're not excited? Do you know when you're a little down in the dumps? Do you know when you really are excited? That takes a sense of kind of knowing ourselves. And I think how that happens is we need to spend time kind of doing some inside work, you know, some prayer, some reflection, some meditation. All that stuff I think is good in our lives because then you kind of know yourself. You kind of know where you're at and you kind of know where you're heading. So if you're heading down a road where you become a little sullen and you become a little, you know, isolated, maybe it's about forcing ourselves to get out, forcing ourselves to go see some people and spend some time, you know, and to make some arrangements and go out to dinner or go to the movies or something like that, kind of getting out of ourselves a little bit. But the only way we can do that, I think, is if we have a sense of who we are. And that comes from prayer. We really have to recognize that in our own prayer lives is who we kind of discover who we are in a relationship with God, but also in ourselves, like who we are and what our gifts are. That's an important part of this. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Hysteria. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about remaining excited. And, you know, one of the things I don't want to give the impression is that every day has to be a party day, right? I don't think that's the part of excitement we're talking about. I think engaged is sort of what I'm talking about, that we're engaged with ourselves, we're engaged with our own minds and our own hearts, our faith life, our intellect. All that stuff is good because I think it helps us to grow, you know? That's why I'm reading this book, this 1,000-page book I was talking about on President Grant. You know, there's something about that that I think there's a good thing to kind of do. Say, well, you know, I don't really have any great knowledge of him, and not that I really want it even, but, you know, this is going to be good. It's like a historical kind of treatment of his life. And you know what? I'm going to learn something. And there's something good about that. I've read lots of books like that. And do they, you know, necessarily come out in my work life and my homilies? No, but they help me to grow on the interior. So we have a responsibility, I think, to help our own intellects to grow, to help our own faith lives to grow. And ultimately, that's our job, you know? It's a funny thing. Like, nobody can really do that for us. I can't give you a pill and it just happens, or eat a certain fruit and all of a sudden you grow. No, it's about us kind of doing the inner work that's necessary, and that kind of gets us excited because I think our minds remain well-oiled, you know? We don't get dull, and there's something great about that in our lives. Hey, here's Heart. This is called Magic Man.
Right through me, yeah.
know, sometimes it's not even in our own personal lives, but sometimes listening to other people can really bring about excitement, right? And, you know, with these magical people that we go and hear a talk or we go to some kind of a recital and all of a sudden we're excited. That's what's nice about these concerts, right, that are available to us so we can go to concerts, because they do help us to forget what's going on in our lives. Go to a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden. You're not going to be sad while you're in that building. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. There's something great about that, like that we have this ability to kind of take leave of the doldrums. So sometimes if we're in the midst of the wintertime, you say, well, what can I do to kind of help make this a little bit better, you know? And there's something kind of really great about that. I know, like next week, for example, I know this is going to sound nuts to you. I'm going to the Metropolitan Opera. You say, well, what are you doing going? Well, something different, something totally different. I'm going to see Pagliacci. You know, that'll be fun. Something totally different. Give it a chance to kind of look at life from a different angle. See something a little bit different. Stretch yourself. There's something about that that's a little bit magical, I think, that helps us to remain excited about our lives. There's something cool about that. Speaking of the man in Madison Square Garden, here's Billy Joel. This is called My Life.
This is my life. Go ahead
Here's a sure way to end up in trouble, right? Get involved in people's lives where you don't belong sometimes. And I think we have to have that kind of healthy distance, right? That healthy, you have your life, I have my life. You have your beliefs, I have my belief. But also at the same time, to be able to love somebody enough or care about them enough that you're willing to call them out. Because I think we call out the people who matter a lot to us. And that makes a big difference, right? People have called me out, been a big help in my life, challenged me to grow, challenged me to be more than I thought I could be. There's something good about that. And we need to do that for other people. But at the same time, you know, it's not about being overly involved and telling them how much salt and how much ketchup to put on the hamburger, right? You know, you have to be able to let people live their lives, but also that balance that comes in love and friendship that allows people to be who they are. And that's such an important thing. This one brings me back to the 70s for myself. Anyway, maybe even to the 60s. I'm not sure. I think in the 70s. This is the Beatles. It's called Obladi Oblada. Kid, we used to dance around the house to this, like 6 or 7 years old. I remember all the time. But you know, there's something about that. Life goes on. We have to let things go. And that's an important part of our lives too. And that's an important part of being excited, is if we hang on to hurt, if we hang on to anger, if we hang on to sadness in our lives too long, you know, it kind of gets incorporated into our, you know, cells. It just becomes part of who we are. We have to be able to let some of that go. And that's what allows excitement, I think, to enter into our lives. So I think God calls us to be those people who pray away some things and ask him to take away, deliver us from temptation, deliver us from evil. Such an important thing in our lives, so that in that deliverance, if you will, you know, we can find happiness. We can find joy. We make room for joy to come back into our lives again, because our hearts can really be cramped with sadness, you know, and with pain and with hurt and with anguish. So we have to be able to let that go. And that's such an important part of our lives. It's a great New Year's resolution, but it's not easy to do, right? It's probably easier to you know, stop biting your nails than it is to do that. So it's really the hard work of life, letting things go. But that's going to bring tremendous happiness and deep, deep excitement that means a lot more than just a party. It means that things are the way they're supposed to be. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Hungry Heart. That's a place to be excited, where our hearts are still hungry. And we hunger for lots of things, don't you? That you hunger for justice in this world. I hunger for mercy for people who are accused wrongly of things. You know, there's a certain hunger we have in our lives for meaning, hunger for love, hunger for relationships. All of that stuff is part of our lives. And sometimes the hunger can take over, right? It's about controlling the hunger, but also utilizing that hunger as part of our prayer life, you know, because we all hunger for something, and we hunger for something bigger than us, hopefully. So there's something good about that. I think hunger is a good part of our lives, and I think it's something that we're called to kind of recognize. So yeah, if you want to be excited about something, get hungry about something. Get hungry about an issue. Get hungry about something in this world that you feel is wrong that we could make better. And when we do that kind of work, you know, things begin to change. When you volunteer and do some good stuff, all of a sudden things begin to change. And what happens is in our own lives, we realize, hey, I'm more excited about this than I thought I was, you know? And there's something beautiful about that, that we're called to recognize that our hunger has actually fed our excitement. And that's a great way to be if we can really recognize that. Hey, here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Fool in the Rain. See you tonight, and the warmth of your smile. Well, there's nothing probably more exciting in this world than love, right? Love is the most exciting gift in our lives, whether it happens when we're teenagers and your heart leaps every time you see that person in the hallway in between classes, whether it happens after 50 years of marriage. There's something about love that is so astounding, because love is mixed up in God. And where we have God, you're going to have some excitement, that's for sure. So there's something great about that, to find love in our lives, to find that great gift of love and celebrate that great gift and recognize the power of God in the midst of all those love relationships we have, because God's given them to us as a gift. He's caught up in those relationships, and that love is what causes excitement. So no need to be in the doldrums now. Let's find those wonderful gifts. Let's use the gifts we've been given, and let's be excited about this time and every time of our life. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who remains excited all the time, Stephen Excitable Boy Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.